to another edition of the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I'm your host. And today is January 31st, 2008. You can check out my website at roguegovernment.com, exposing government corruption and the New World Order. That's what we do at that website, and that's what we do on this program. We expose the global crime syndicate that has taken over our country and is trying to turn us into a bunch of slaves. That's what we do here. And on today's show, I'm going to play some of the clips from the debate last night. We're going to analyze some of what Dr. Paul had to say, and that should carry us for a good part of the program, so we'll be getting into that. We also have a ton of news to blow through, lots of stuff. Too much to list in this first segment, but just to give you a little bit of a taste as to what we're going to get into. One of the stories I want to talk about is that one of the key supporters up here in New Hampshire may potentially be launching a congressional run. I think that's huge news. That's, of course, his name is Jim Forsythe, and he was one of the big leaders up here in terms of organizing a grassroots support effort for Ron Paul's presidential campaign here in New Hampshire. And he's an Air Force veteran. He's a strong supporter of the Liberty Movement, and he would make a great addition to the U.S. Congress. It would be nice to see him and Dr. Paul and others spread the message of liberty and freedom in the halls of Congress, because Ron Paul can't do it himself. We need to field as many candidates as possible. And the more we field, the better off we'll be. So I strongly encourage you to check out Jim's website. I've actually had him on the program. I think it was last month. He came on for a few minutes to talk about the grassroots effort for Ron Paul's campaign up here in New Hampshire. I'm going to try to have him on again so we can talk about his Congressional Exploratory Committee. So please support him, jimforsythe.com. I have an article up my website, so please support his efforts to launch a full-fledged congressional run. And I think he'd do an outstanding job as a U.S. congressman. Some other news that we're going to get into. We're going to talk about this news story that gets into this terror drill that paints bloggers as a threat. Yes, bloggers are a threat in a U.S. terror drill. We're going to cover that news. What else do we have here? Man, we got all sorts of stuff. Too much to even get into. You know, Vermont bill would end Iraq guard use. Substandard care results in 9 deaths at the VA. What other stuff? SUV tax to fight global warming. I'm not even kidding. They're doing that over in the United Kingdom. Internet failure hits 2 continents. That's another one that I want to talk about. Shell's record profits called obscene. And, of course, these big oil companies, these big multinational conglomerates, they don't operate in a free market. They operate in a fascist market, a market based off of fascism, off of corporatism. That's why they get all these big profits, not because they're being rewarded as a result of a free market. That's how they get all their profits. So we'll get into that. But we're up against a break, and I'm going to try to cover as much of this news as possible. Lots of stuff to get into, so stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back to the show. And what I'd like to lead off with here is I want to start talking about the presidential debates last night, and I want to play some of the clips of Ron Paul at the debates last night. So without further ado, let's go right to the clips.
61% of Americans say there's already a recession. Are we better off than we were?
No, we're not better off. We're worse off, but it's partially this administration's fault, and it's the Congress. But it also involves an economic system that we've had for a long time, and a monetary system that we've had, and a foreign policy that's coming to an end, and we have to admit this. You know, the Republicans were elected in 1994 to change the direction of the country because people sensed there was something wrong. We were going the wrong direction, but we didn't do anything. In the year 2000, we did also. We were elected in the year 2000 to have a humble foreign policy and not police the world, yet what are we doing now? We're bogged down in another war. We're bankrupting our country, and we have an empire that we're trying to defend. It costs us $1 trillion a year, and the standard of living is going down today. But it's going down, and the middle class is hurting because of the monetary policy. When you destroy a currency, the middle class gets wiped out. Poor countries don't even have middle classes. We used to have one, and they're on the ropes right now. But it has to do with a fiscal policy, monetary policy, and foreign policy of way too much spending. But it took a lot of years for us to get here. The people in this country have been begging for a change in direction, and they haven't had it. It's time we gave it to them.
We've got a lot of solve a lot.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. What happens is that if you devalue a currency, you wipe out the middle class and you hurt the poor, because it's the people at the bottom that get hurt the most as a result of currency devaluation. the fat cats in Wall Street, they're just going to do just fine because they get the money first. The people who get the money last are the poor and middle class. And as a result, they are directly impacted by the inflation because they rely on paychecks to get by on a day-to-day basis. Many people have their money stored in bank accounts. Money that is stored in bank accounts, when you have an inflationary scenario, the purchasing power of that money and those funds that are stored in those bank accounts, they go down. And that's why this inflation issue is so important, because it's an invisible tax, and the majority of Americans don't even realize how badly they're getting screwed by the Federal Reserve System through these different policies that they have put into place. Let's go to the next clip.
Well, the problems that our country faces. Do you agree with Governor Schwarzenegger on this one?
Yes, I think California should do what they want, and we all recognize that. But one thing that hasn't been emphasized here that should be emphasized when we're dealing with the environment and gas house, greenhouse gases, is property rights. We neglected during the Industrial Revolution property rights, and governments and big corporations got together and colluded, and that's what has to be reversed. You have to emphasize the property right. But I would like to take 1 minute, since I didn't get a chance to answer this discussion on conservative versus liberal.
You're gonna have another opportunity to do that. I promise you, coming up in like 2 minutes or two questions. I just want to go right now to Janet Hook.
All right. That's just crazy. This was such a biased debate. There was no equal time whatsoever. There hasn't been through the entire process. This guy let John McCain talk for minutes upon minutes. He let Mitt Romney talk for minutes upon minutes. He skipped over Dr. Paul when he asked the initial round of questions. Dr. Paul just wants to be able to weigh in on the question that he asked everybody else, and he didn't let him. I mean, what? He had like, what, 6 or 7 questions? Tops? I don't know the exact count, but it wasn't very many. Completely ridiculous. But we shouldn't expect anything less from a CIA spook that is in charge of running these debates and moderating them. Give me a break. Let's go on to the next clip.
Well, you know, the governor says that you have to borrow for a handout of a check from the Chinese. Where are you going to get the money to build the highway? Same old thing. You know, we have a foreign policy where we blow up bridges overseas, and then we tax the people to go over and rebuild the bridges overseas, and our bridges are falling down and our infrastructure is falling down. So, yes, this money should be spent back here at home. We have a $1 trillion foreign operation to operate our empire. That's where the money is. You can't keep borrowing from China. You can't keep printing the money. We have to cut some spending. That's what nobody here talks about. Where do you cut spending if you want to spend some money? We need lower taxes, less regulations, and we need to free up the market. We can't expect the government to do everything. We have to have faith in Congress that the market works, but you can't do any of that unless you look at the monetary system.
Next question, Senator McCain.
Absolutely. I mean, it's insanity not to look at the monetary system. You have an economy that is based entirely off of something that people call the dollar. And when you have a Federal Reserve System that sets policies that determine the value of the dollar, wouldn't it be prudent to look at the Federal Reserve System, look at their policies, and see what they are doing in relation to the ups and downs of the so-called business cycle? But of course, that is not even talked about by any of their Republican candidates or the Democrat candidates. They don't understand, or they are just not willing to talk about it because they are scared and they want to be part of the establishment. I mean, John McCain, that guy knows nothing about monetary policy. Nothing. Knows absolutely nothing. I think Mitt Romney may actually know what's really going on, but he's afraid to say anything. So he just gets up there like this puppet on strings and just goes about his normal spiel. Ridiculous. Let's go to the next clip.
Came from Jim Bendahar. We're staying on the economy here. As you
have to stop. One place where Ron Paul and I are in total agreement, spending is out of control, and I'm tired of borrowing money from China.
Let's pick up that. Yes or no, Congressman Paul, was Senator Day O'Connor the right choice?
I wouldn't have appointed her because I would have looked for somebody that I would have seen as a much strict character constitutionalist.
Senator McCain?
All right, that clip really upset me because they gave Ron Paul literally only a few seconds to answer the question. And then you have CIA spook Anderson Cooper just immediately just interrupt him and then go on to John McCain as if he hasn't had enough time to speak already. Complete fiasco. Let's continue on with these clips.
I'm proud of Sandra Day O'Connor as a fellow.
Congressman Paul, this comes from Jay Majumdar from Roswell, Georgia, and he wants to know if you agree with Senator McCain's statement that the United States might need to have U.S. troops in Iraq for as long as even 100 years.
I don't even think they should have gone. So keeping them for 100 years, where's the money going to come from? You know, the country's in bankruptcy, and when I listen to this argument, I mean, I find it rather silly because they're arguing technicalities of a policy they both agree with. They agreed going in, they agreed for staying how many years, and these are technicalities. We should be debating foreign policy, whether we should have interventionism or non-interventionism, whether we should be defending this country or whether we should be the policemen of the world, whether we should be, you know, running our empire or not, and how are we going to have guns and butter? You know, the 70s were horrible because we paid for the guns and butters of the 60s. Now we're doing the same thing, and nobody even seems to care. The dollar's crashing, and you're talking about these technicalities about who said what, when? I mean, in 1952, we Republicans were elected to stop the war in Korea. 1968, we were elected to stop the war in Vietnam. And tragically, we didn't stop it very fast. 30,000 more men died. So when I talk about these long-term stays, I think, how many men are you willing to let die for this? For something that has nothing to do with our national security. There were no Al-Qaeda there, had nothing to do with 9/11, and there was no threat to our national security. They never committed aggression. It's unconstitutional. It's an undeclared war. And we have these silly arguments going on about who said what when. I think it's time to debate foreign policy and why we don't follow the Constitution and only go to war with a declaration of war.
Governor Huckabee, the idea...
All right. He just knocked that one right out of the park. He made John McCain and Mitt Romney look really stupid by talking about the Constitution. Because there was no declaration of war. Therefore, it's unconstitutional. Therefore, the war is illegal. I think that was the best moment of the debate for Dr. Paul. He did an outstanding job. I don't really have anything further to add from that. I mean, he did a great job explaining his stance on the war and why we shouldn't be there anymore. It's an economic issue as well as an issue of the fact that we shouldn't be policing the world based upon our founding document. Let's continue on with the clips.
The idea of 100-year involvement by the U.S. in Iraq.
Well, first of all, that are supporting me.
Congressman Paul, what makes you capable of being leader both on the economy and the military?
The Constitution is very clear that the President's commander-in-chief of the military, but the President's not the commander-in-chief of the economy or of the people. And when we get asked questions like, how are you going to manage the economy? It's a reflection of conventional wisdom, but of a lot of lack of understanding of how the economy works. The President's not supposed to manage and run the economy. The people are supposed to do this. The government's supposed to give them sound money, low taxes, less regulations. The people are supposed to run it. But here we're assuming that the President's supposed to run the economy. We're not supposed to manage it.
What role do you think the federal government should have in, I mean, does the federal government, in your opinion, have a role in stimulating the economy?
Well, yes, by lower taxes and less regulations. They could do a whole lot by having...
All right, I gotta stop the clip. We'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, The Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of The Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to The Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we're playing some clips of Dr. Paul at the presidential debates that aired on CNN last night, and I backed up this clip that we ran out of time to play before the break, so let's go back to it. Here is Ron Paul at the debates last night.
Well, first of all,
that are supporting me.
Congressman Paul, what makes you capable of being leader both on the economy and the military?
The Constitution is very clear that the President's commander-in-chief of the military, but the President's not the commander-in-chief of the economy or of the people. And when we get asked questions like, how are you going to manage the economy, it's a reflection of conventional wisdom, but of a lot of lack of understanding of how the economy works. The President's not supposed to manage and run the economy. The people are supposed to do this. The government's supposed to give them sound money, low taxes, less regulations. The people are supposed to run it. But here we're assuming that the president's supposed to run the economy. We're not supposed to manage it.
What role do you think the federal government should have in, I mean, does the federal government, in your opinion, have a role in stimulating the economy?
Well, yes, by lower taxes and less regulations. They could do a whole lot by having sound money where we don't print the money out of thin air. That causes the business cycle. That causes your bubbles. We're always dealing with the symptoms and the disease and never saying, how did this come about? You know, it comes about because we have a Federal Reserve that creates money and credit out of thin air. There's a lot of malinvestment. That's the most important thing to understand about the inflation of the monetary system, is the malinvestment. Then later on, people suffer, you wipe out a middle class. But the evil of it all is the vehicle for financing wars that we shouldn't be in and a welfare state that we shouldn't be doing. So, yes, we have a role to play, but it's a negative role. We want the people to be free. We don't want to manage the people and tell them how to live. And we need a commander-in-chief chief. But the most important thing on it as a commander in chief is not moving troops around as much as it is having a wise foreign policy that doesn't get us involved in so many things. We get trapped and we linger year after year. We've been doing this for so long. And I like President Bush's argument that we have a humble foreign policy when he ran in 2000 and that we not be the policemen of the world.
Governor Huckabee.
Yeah, he did a really good job with that one as well. You know, we cannot be the policemen of the world. We can't afford it. We're printing money out of thin air in order to pay for this empire that we've established. And it's time that we stop doing that. Otherwise, this nation is going to go bankrupt. Well, in fact, it's already bankrupt. You know, I mean, we're printing money out of thin air. That has no value. I mean, the insanity of this is just crazy. But let's go back to the next clip here. I'm not sure what this one is, but again, Ron Paul at the debates.
Congressman Paul.
I supported Ronald Reagan in 1976, and there were only four members of Congress that did, also in 1980. Ronald Reagan came and campaigned for me in 1978. I'm not sure exactly what he would do right now, but I do know that he was very sympathetic to the gold standard, and he told me personally that no great nation that went off the gold standard ever remained great. And he was very, very serious about that. So he had a sound understanding about monetary policy. And for that reason, I would say look to Ronald Reagan's ideas on money, because he, too, was concerned about runaway inflation and what it does to a country when you ruin the currency. And that's what's happening today. The dollar is going down, and our country is going to be on the ropes if we don't reverse that trend.
Governor Huckabee.
That was pretty much everything at the debate, at least according to this clip that I have that pretty much just played everything one after another. And he did a really good job of that one as well, talking about Ronald Reagan. Because Ronald Reagan, he was supportive of a gold standard. That's something a lot of people don't realize. But what's happened is that over the past 30 or so years now, it's hard to believe that it's been that long. It's almost been 30 years since 1980. But what's happened is that people just don't really have the understanding about how gold and silver actually played a role in the U.S. economy. It played a huge role in the U.S. economy in the 19th century. And gold played a pretty large role in the economy up till 1971 when Nixon pulled the plug on the gold standard. Because even though gold wasn't redeemable domestically for our Federal Reserve notes, dollars, whatever you want to call them, they're basically Federal Reserve notes, but everybody calls them dollars, but you get the point. What happened was is that even though it wasn't redeemable for gold domestically, it was redeemable for gold internationally. So there still was some link to gold based upon the Bretton Woods Agreement. And we really need to go back to an honest monetary system. Otherwise, we're going to suffer the same fate that the Roman Empire did. And I've mentioned this before, the GAO comptroller, he's gone on the record stating specifically that if we continue the path that we're on, we're going to end up like the Roman Empire. And we all know what happened to the Roman Empire. It fell apart. And that's what's going to happen to us. But these people, they're hell-bent on forming a global government. They're hell-bent on destroying national sovereignty. They want us all to be part of this global community where we're global citizens. So they don't care if the United States becomes a third world nation. They're not interested in nations per se. They're interested in forming this global architecture for one world government. That's really what these people are interested in. And it's entirely disgusting because these people have sold out their countries. They're basically traitors to their countries. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And they need to be held accountable for what they're doing. Anyway, we're up against another break. The next half hour, I got lots of news to go over, so we'll get into all of it on the other side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This show, big segment coming up here, and let's just dive right into some of this news. As I mentioned at the top of the show, what we are witnessing here, and this is I think the beginning of what's happening here, is that one of the key Ron Paul supporters up here in New Hampshire, Jim Forsythe, he has announced his intentions to launch a congressional exploratory committee, and he's going to be, assuming he launches into a full-fledged congressional run, he's going to be running against Carol Shea Porter, who is just awful. She voted in favor of H.R. 1955, and I sincerely hope that we can get behind Jim Forsythe up here in New Hampshire. He can win the Republican nomination to run for the congressional seat, nomination or whatever they call it. Just as long as he wins the Republican, the initial round of elections with the Republicans, if he can get by that, you know, I'm pretty confident that he can defeat Carol Shea Porter. I mean, anybody who voted for H.R. 1955 should be immediately thrown out of office, as far as I'm concerned. And for those of you who don't know what H.R. 1955 is, that's the Thought Crimes Bill. That's a bill in which they literally write down in the bill itself that homegrown terrorism could potentially be anything. It could be anything. It's pretty much up to their discretion. It gives them a blank check to determine what homegrown terrorism is. And, of course, if you are considered a terrorist by the government, they can just lock you up forever. No habeas corpus, no nothing. Just read the Military Commissions Act, read the Patriot Act, read all these different things these criminals have put into place in the past 6 to 7 years. And you'll see why they are trying to push for this H.R. 1955, Senate Bill 1959. Just read the bill. It's horrendous. And I also have an analysis up of the bill up on my website, so check that out as well. But, you know, I'm very supportive of Jim Forsythe, actually Dr. Forsythe. He has a Ph.D. in, I think, some engineering field. You know, a very smart guy. I've met him, talked to him on the radio show, and I'm very supportive of his intentions to launch his Congressional Exploratory Committee. And he, I believe, is accepting donations up on his website. So go to jimforsythe.com and please donate to his congressional campaign. And anybody else, any of the people in these Ron Paul meetup groups across the nation that are considering doing something like this, please, please do so if you believe you're in the position that you can make a difference by running for Congress or local office. Because this is what we need to do. We need to start taking over the government. We need to start taking over the GOP. And I think this is a good step in the right direction. I hope that Dr. Forsythe has actually broken the ice with this, and that we can go forward and start the business of taking back Congress. Very, very important there. So again, jimforsythe.com. Please go to his website. And if you can, please donate to his exploratory committee so we can hopefully get him to run a full-fledged congressional campaign up here in New Hampshire. I think that would be key. But let's get into some of this other news. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. Shell's record profits called obscene. This one is from the London Guardian. Shell was today accused of making obscene profits at a time when pensioners, motorists, and industry are struggling with higher energy prices when it unveiled annual earnings of $27.6 billion. Now, I could go on in the article, but in the interest of time, I'm not going to do that. The bottom line is all of these big multinational corporations, they are generating their profits not off of a free market economy. They are generating profits based off of a fascist-run economy in which you have governments working with big multinational corporations to ensure there's regulation so that the small guys can't compete with the big players. So that's what makes their profits so dishonest. Hey, if Shell got record profits in a true free market economy where there weren't any of these big central banks, there weren't any of these big multinational conglomerates pushing for more regulations and all this other stuff that is a detriment to a free market economy, I wouldn't be criticizing their profits. But they have generated their profits in a rigged game. And that's the problem that I have. Let me move on to this other story. Internet failure hits two continents. This one is from CNN. High technology services across large tracts of Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa were crippled Thursday following a widespread internet failure, which brought many businesses to a standstill and left others struggling to cope. Now, this just shows you how reliant the global economy is on the internet. And I think that's why they're having quite a great deal of difficulty trying to censor and control the internet here in the United States, because there are so many businesses that use the internet and rely on the internet for their businesses. And what you see here over in, where is it, in the Middle East, North Africa, parts of Asia, I guess, experiencing this internet failure, it just shows you that even over there, there's a heavy reliance upon technology services, upon the internet, in order to operate. So I think this is why they're having some difficulties trying to censor and control the internet, because there are too many businesses that rely upon the internet, and they need to consolidate more of these businesses in order to be successful with the regulations and the restrictions they're trying to put on the internet. Let me go on to another news story here. Let me see here. Book questions credibility of 9/11 Commission. And this is a report from rawstory.com. Very interesting stuff here. A book to be published next month contains an explosive allegation sure to call into question the independence of the 9/11 Commission. Its executive director secretly spoke with President Bush's close advisor, Karl Rove, and others within the White House while the ostensibly autonomous commission was completing its report. Philip Zelkow, a former colleague of then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, was appointed executive director of the 9/11 Commission despite his close ties to the Bush White House, and he remained in regular contact with Rove while overseeing the commission, according to New York Times reporter Philip Shannon's new book, The Commission, The Uncensored History of the 9/11 Investigation. And I guess his book is slated to be released on February 5th. And this really isn't anything new. We already knew about Zelikow's ties back to Condoleezza Rice. This stuff with Karl Rove, that might be new. I haven't heard of that before. But the bottom line is that the 9/11 Commission was a whitewash commission. They were sent in order to whitewash the official 9/11 story and to make sure nobody questions the official story of 9/11. And clearly, when you see all the information and the evidence that they decided not to include in the 9/11 Commission report, and you see all these ties back to the administration and figures within the administration, the fact that Dick Cheney and George W. Bush would not testify in front of the commission, they had to talk to the commission in private and together, it just shows you that the official story of 9/11 just stinks. It completely stinks. And I want to see George W. Bush and Dick Cheney under oath being questioned. I don't want to see Cheney and Bush behind closed doors consorting with the 9/11 Commission. I mean, what is that? I think that shows conclusively that the 9/11 Commission was not independent. And that's being nice. And I could get into all the different problems there are of the 9/11 story, but that would just take too long, and in the interest of time, we can't do that. Suffice to say, the official story of 9/11 is a lie. Okay? And do your own research, and I'm sure you'll come to the same conclusion. Look up WTC7. There are hundreds of questions about that incident alone that were not accurately answered or discussed in the 9/11 Commission report. Let's go on to another news story here. SUV tax to fight global warming. This one's from the London Guardian. This is just ridiculous. The London mayor, Ken Livingstone, said today he hoped to approve plans for a 25-pound-a-day congestion charge on the highest polluting vehicles coming into the capital within a month. So that's around $50. $50 a day if you drive an SUV into London. That's basically what this guy wants to do. Completely insane. Totally ridiculous. Especially when you consider that man-made carbon emissions causing global warming. I mean, there's no proof of there even being a link. You also have the solar system getting warmer. Plus, not only that, but we've had a pretty cold winter here. So, you know, I'm questioning the science of all this. I just don't think this whole business with global warming adds up. And when you consider these solutions these people have to this, a carbon credit system, taxes, I mean, putting a $50 a day charge on SUVs to enter London, I mean, this is clearly nothing more than an excuse to implement more credit-based tax systems and all this other stuff that will further control populations, further control people. This is just designed to enslave people. That's all it's designed to do. It has nothing to do with protecting the environment. And they don't even talk about real environmental issues. How about all the depleted uranium that's been shot off? No, we're not going to talk about that. How about the half-animal, half-human hybrids? How about the GMO foods? How about all this weird stuff they're doing with DNA? The cloning. I mean, the honeybees disappearing. I mean, these are some environmental concerns, but they're not talking about any of them. No, we have to fight global warming so we can implement our global carbon credit system that will enslave humanity. And that's really the agenda. Let's go on to another news story. I know we have a few calls holding. Just bear with me. I have to get through these news stories. They're very important. Vermont bill would end Iraq guard use. This is from the Times Argus and I believe Montpelier. It's a news agency out of Montpelier, Vermont. And it reads as follows. Vermont lawmakers who passed a first state resolution calling for the withdrawal of troops from Iraq last year are now pushing a bill disputing federal authority to continue using Vermont National Guard soldiers in the war. The federal use of Vermont Guard soldiers in Iraq was allowed under the 2002 authorization of the use of force in Iraq, but the justification for that permission, the threat from the state of Iraq, and the need to enforce United Nations resolutions has since expired, said Representative Michael Fisher, Democrat from Lincoln, Vermont. The president no longer has the authority to command the Vermont National Guard in Iraq, Fisher said. Well, that'd be interesting. I don't know if anything's going to come of this, but at least it shows you that states like Vermont are standing up against this criminal administration. And I think that's a positive step in the right direction. Let me move on to this next one. Substandard care results in 9 deaths at a VA hospital. This one's from the Chicago Tribune. And just real quick, this is reflective of the poor care that veterans are getting at these VA hospitals. The system is broken. It's in disarray. It needs to be revamped and changed. But no, we can spend billions of dollars overseas, but we can't spend billions of dollars to fix the VA system. Thank you very much, bunch of criminals in Washington. I mean, where's the thought process behind all this? I mean, where's this coming from? It's coming from a bunch of criminals and sick individuals. Let's go on to another news story here. My goodness, I mean, it's madness. City sues man for canceling trash service. That's from the UK Examiner. And literally, you have a city in the United Kingdom suing a man for canceling the trash service. Unbelievable. Man, it's just madness. I don't even need to examine that one. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious why that story is so crazy and ridiculous. Here's another one. Blogger's threat in U.S. terror drill. This one's from the Associated Press. It is the government's idea of a really bad day. Washington's metro trains shut down. Seaport computers in New York go dark. Bloggers reveal location of rail cars with hazardous materials. Airport control towers are disrupted in Philadelphia and Chicago. Overseas, a mysterious liquid is found on London subway. And that's just for starters. Those incidents were among dozens of detailed mock disasters confronting officials' rapid fire in the U.S. government's biggest ever cyberstorm war game, according to hundreds of pages of heavily censored files obtained by the Associated Press. The Homeland Enslavement Department ran the exercise to test the nation's hacker defenses with help from the State Department, Pentagon, Justice Department, CIA, National Security Agency, and others. The laundry list of fictional catastrophes, which include hundreds of people on no-fly lists suddenly arriving at airport ticket counters, is significant because it suggests what kind of real-world trouble keeps people in the White House awake at night. Imagine villains include hackers, bloggers, and even reporters. And it goes on and on. I mean, it's just crazy, okay? They're saying bloggers may possibly be a terror threat in a terror drill. Simply amazing. And I could spend hours talking about this. Simply unbelievable. But anyway, let's get to a phone call. I believe we have Henry waiting patiently. Henry, you're on there. Thanks for holding.
That's what's fucking not normal. To ban those places overseas that don't...
All right. I guess he's not there. And, wow. Okay, well, I guess Henry's not with us. And apparently there's somebody in the background who's pretty angry. And I'm not sure how much of that came on air, but I apologize for that. Let's get back to... You gotta love live radio. You just gotta love it. Let me get back to this news story that I was talking about. Bloggers threaten U.S. terror drill. Clearly, the Department of Homeland Security, they are targeting bloggers and reporters as a terror threat, according to this Associated Press report. And considering what we're seeing here, you know, this doesn't surprise me. You know, because the alternative media is having a really adverse effect on the establishment. They are running scared because nobody's believing the establishment media anymore. It's clear that they are totally biased. It's clear that they are bought and paid for. It's clear that they're not giving candidates like Ron Paul and other anti-establishment candidates equal time. I mean, the gig is up. The gig is up. And when you see that the Department of Homeland Security is doing something like this, saying that bloggers are a potential threat, I think that shows you the line of thinking. These people do not believe in the First Amendment. They do not believe in the Constitution. They're trying to do everything they can to destroy it. And that's why we need to abolish the Department of Homeland Security, and we need to abolish all these unconstitutional institutions. Anyway, we're up against a break. We'll cover some more news in the last segment. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back to the show. Before we cover some last-minute news stories before the show is over, just wanted to announce a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, SFR Corp. We have a sponsor here at RBN called SFR that provides more power to your automobile. SFR has been the leader in extreme pressure technologies for over 20 years. SFR manufactures fuel additive products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. SFR will provide you with a free bottle when you purchase a bottle at regular price of $9.99. Money back guarantee, even on shipping. And the phone number is 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. That's SFR Corp. So be sure to support our sponsors here at RBN, because that's how we pay the bills and that's how we keep this network going. So please support our sponsors. But wait, let's get into some more news. We have a few minutes left, and I just wanted to cover some last-minute news stories. There's literally so much stuff to get into, but let me try to get into some of the Czar stuff. Let's see here. What else do we want to cover? Here's one. Report says military not ready for an attack on U.S. soil. And it says here from the Associated Press, even fewer Army National Guard units are combat ready today than were nearly a year ago when the Commission on the National Guard and Reserves determined that 88% of the units were not prepared for the fight, the panel says in a new report released Thursday. The independent commission is charged by Congress to recommend changes in law and policy concerning the Guard and Reserves. The commission's 400-page report concludes that the nation does not have sufficient trained, ready forces available to respond to a chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons incident, an appalling gap that places the nation and its citizens at greater risk. Yeah, so what they're going to do is they're going to fund Northern Command with all sorts of money in order to further enhance the enslavement apparatus. That's all they're going to do, and they're going to use the excuse stating that, oh, well, the U.S. military is not ready for an attack. Never mind the fact that we have all of our troops overseas, all around the world, in 130 countries. Never mind that. No, we have to provide Northern Command more money. We have to provide Northern Command more infrastructure in order to fund their operations. I can almost guarantee that that is what they're going to do. And even this article, they criticize Northern Command. They criticize Northern Command, and they say, oh, well, we need to do more. So that's what's going to happen. And they're saying here, oh, here's one of the recommendations. The panel, in its number one recommendation, said the DOD must use the nation's citizen soldiers to create an operational force that would be fully trained, equipped, and ready to defend the nation, respond to crises, and supplement the active duty troops in combat. And that's going to be integrated into Northern Command. All right, that's what the plan is. They've been setting up fusion centers so these different institutions can talk with one another. You have the Department of Homeland Security, you have local law enforcement. I mean, you have the CIA, you have Northern Command. You have all these different institutions that are collaborating, and they're forming these fusion centers around the United States in order to combat terrorism. It's all being done by design. All under the excuse that we have to fight terrorists, when in fact the war on terror is not real. They are classifying criminals as terrorists, and they're doing all this in order to try to form a one-world police state. It's very, very disgusting. But I'm just at time. I wanted to get to more news, but I just kind of rambled on. Rick Adams is next. Check out my website, roguearmory.com, and I will do this again tomorrow. Take it easy. I cannot sleep by a possession.